Welcome to the Arcovi Social Media Archiving Podcast. Archiving, monitoring, market intelligence. Now from Arcovi, here's Blaine Warren.
Thanks for joining us today. Our guest today is Luc Gingin, Director of Sales and Marketing for Advisor Websites, and he's going to share some background on the strategy and tactics they've used to build their online presence, as well as the inner workings of the book WebVisor, which is a playbook for all of you to use to get started as a financial professional online, both from a website perspective, as well as all of the components of social media and email marketing. Well, welcome, Luc, to the podcast, and I know we want to spend some time discussing the WebVisor book that Bart wrote this year, released in August. We just came back from the Financial Planning Association's Experience 2011 conference, where we actually gave away all of our copies and have a few IOUs, and thought we would catch up with you and ask you a few questions about how this book came to fruition. So thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Blaine. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So, you know, we might as well start with the fundamentals. It's probably the question that most people think of when they're reading a good book is, what was the spark that really set off Bart to decide, you know what, I'm going to pursue writing a full book rather than any other format?
I'm just going to go one step backward here and just talk about the blog that I started about 18 months ago for advisor websites. Based on the work and all the articles that we posted on a regular basis over the year and a half or so, we got tremendous amount of traffic coming from the blog. And we also got a lot of positive feedback from our clients, from our prospect, from, you know, prospective media contacts that we met, and also ultimately strategic partners that found us through the blog. And you know, I know that's how initially we came to know each other. Our Arcovi and Advisor website was through one of the survey that we published through the blog. Based on all that story, and we actually had a lot of clients that always came back to with a similar question is, okay, well, that's great about your email marketing, but really, do you have more information about it? Or how can I get started with social media? You write these articles about all the potential of me growing my practice, but how do I get started? And that was always the same question. How do I get started with blogging? How do I get started with LinkedIn? How do I prospect online? How do I connect everything to my website? So the idea behind the book was really to set the foundations for that new way we see advisors marketing themselves online, and it's using the tools I just mentioned. Really paint a great picture of how you get started, what you can expect from using these tools and their resources, what are the best practices that we've seen and we've come across over the past almost 2 years now, and what else can we add and share with our clients and advisors in general, right? This book is not intended just for our clients, but for all members of the financial planning and financial industry. Really, what are the tools and where can we provide really easy to understand information to get started and see the best results?
Absolutely. So to use a sports analogy, you've given them a playbook that they can work through to lay the foundation, but there's enough information in WebVisor to give them the chance to call an audible if they suddenly decide, I've got a website and I've got a Facebook account, for example. If they'd like to pursue email marketing or launch a blog, they have the fundamentals to get that started.
That's right. And we also had that idea with Bart that at the end of each chapter would have these little exercises, but they help to really make sure that the readers can put into practice and action what they've learned during this chapter. So we're going to have a chapter about LinkedIn. Well, go ahead and set up your LinkedIn profile. If you've done so already, here are a couple of tips to SEO your profile and connect it and integrate it with your Twitter account, etc. So each of these chapters are followed by a list of little exercises to really put everything into practice.
Well, that's excellent. Now, if we think about going a step further, you know, there are still a lot of financial advisors and a lot of financial services firms that are yet to fully jump into the space. But we also know, based on both of our firms' customer base, that there's a nice initial population active. Have you found that you're getting a lot of questions around kind of the shift in how people are consuming content from advisors? So, you know, traditionally it was just the website, but now we have the blog and the social profile. How can advisors and the industry in general adapt their marketing online to accommodate that and still bring folks back to that hub, the website?
And exactly what you're saying, right? The website serves the purpose of being the digital hub for everything that happens online, right? That's where the website is, the place where you convert traffic into lead, into prospect, into opportunities. That's really the goal here. So talking about social media, really, it has radically changed the way businesses market to their audience and transformed the way to build the brands and discussion around the brands for the advisors. WebVisor, the book goes over some of the most popular social sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc., and clearly explains what these sites are, talks about the best way to utilize these tools to build a professional presence. So we cover topics like how to build an attractive profile, how to clearly state your intentions, how to add value to your community of followers and fans, how to encourage interaction, which is important. It's not all about posting content, but it's really driving that two-way communication. So getting comments, retweets, share about the articles and your content, and also how to listen and monitor results, because at the end of the day, you want to have some sort of return on investment. Not so much money, because it's, you know, most of these tools are free, but like the time and the effort that is allocated into these initiatives. Consumers, and you mentioned that before in the question, consumers are using social media as a powerful tool for research, but also for praise and criticism. And we have a section on the book that talks about how to monitor your brand on social networks, what actions and steps to take to make sure you stay on top of these discussions. Nothing worse than posting content out there but not monitoring what's happening, who's commenting, you know, negative and or positive reactions. With regard to blog, personally, I have seen a dramatic increase of businesses using blogging as their most important inbound marketing initiatives. Most advisors who are blogging today report an increase in visibility, notoriety, and business development due to their blog activity, strictly to their blog activity. Advisors I spoke to always comment on the affordability of blogging versus traditional advertising for similar results. So in the end, it's actually becoming the most powerful way and most affordable way to market online, the blog. HubSpot published a study earlier this year which found that companies with a blog were getting 55% more traffic than those without. It's clear the benefits of that blog over not having one. To give clear guidelines to our readers, we actually came up with 10 tips to ensure high traffic to the blog. So, you know, I welcome people to check that out. All these recommendations that we're making on the book and today should be integrated with the website, again, to allow for a successful web marketing strategy, because everything needs to work together. If you have a blog, you want to have a website to convert that interest and that traffic and that visibility that you're generating. If you have a social media profile, same thing. You look credible. You look like an expert into your field, but at the end of the day, you want prospect, you want people calling you and recognizing your brand through your website, and that's really the takeaway here.
So that leads me naturally, that's a great segue, Luke, that leads me to the next question, which, and it sounds, I can almost estimate your answer, but I still want to hear it, in that with all the shift in communications and content, sometimes I hear the question, is email still relevant? And what I'm hearing in your answers as we talk through the book WebVisor is email marketing is another central component to this, in addition to the social presence and making sure that your website is very prepared for the modern economy. It sounds like email marketing is still critical to this equation.
Absolutely. I mean, there's really four crucial factors for a successful web presence. Number one is your website. Number two are your social media profiles. Number three is the blog. Number four is email marketing. These four are the vital component to be successful online as an advisor. And we kind of separate them 25% apiece. But according to most marketing researchers, email marketing is still among the top two methods to generate maximum ROI online. Top two. Number one being the website. So email marketing can really have a positive overall impact on your visibility, your web presence, and your bottom line as a business owner. It is still inexpensive comparing to traditional mail out and direct mail. It is quite easy to use and manage. The tools and the interface to manage an email list are really, really intuitive. And email marketing still is a way to provide great value to your clients. These tools, and I'm going to mention a couple here, so like Constant Contact and MailChimp. I mean, we personally use MailChimp here at Advisor Websites. We love that tool. It's really, really powerful, yet easy to use and affordable. And that can allow an advisor to target specific audiences, target and segment their market, so break down their list of contacts and send custom targeted pieces of emails and content that will speak to their audience, make sense, and address their issue. The best thing of all is, as with everything online, everything can be measured. So every single dollar you will spend, you can measure and monitor and track and benchmark against. So you'll be able to view, out of your 500 emails you send, how many open your emails. If you have clicks, well, how many people clicked on your links? Did they fill up a form on one of your landing pages? So you can really go super deep into monitoring and measuring everything. Keeping the emails relevant has become the key factor in improving your worth online. So it's always a topic that I speak about when I talk about email marketing, is you need to stay on topic and stay relevant to your audience. We actually have a full chapter on email marketing on WebVisor, and we explain how to collect email, how to segment your list, how to monitor results, etc. So yeah, we dedicated a full chapter to that specific way to market online.
Excellent. Is there a good frequency for advisors to consider if they're emailing? So let's say they have customers on a list and prospects on a list. Is there a friendly frequency, be it weekly or twice monthly, that's a common accepted metric?
I would get started with once a month. Unless you're super active and you want to keep your clients updated on things like market news and market commentary and whatnot, so that you could go maybe up to a weekly basis. But more than that, you're going to bore your subscribers. Maybe they're going to start looking at you as a spammer, and they're either going to block your subscription, they're going to unsubscribe, or they're going to mark you as a spammer. So yeah. It's a thin and a tight rope that you need to walk on. But yeah, one month is a good place to start.
Excellent. That's great news. Just a final question, and then I'll let you offer any parting thoughts you have about the book WebVisor. Just a thought from a follow-up perspective, with the feedback you're getting from your readers, should they be directed to a particular website where there will be follow-up information available that sort of amplifies the book WebVisor?
There's actually a website created for the book. It's webvisorbook.com, and just explains, you know, basically what the book is all about and covers some of the topics. And actually, visitors of the webvisorbook.com can download the first chapter for free, so they can download the first chapter as a PDF. You know, we're confident if they like the first chapter, they like the rest of the book. And obviously, the book is available on Amazon, so they can just search WebVisor, and they'll see our stuff there.
Excellent. And I'm assuming WebVisor's on the social networks. Is there a Twitter account for WebVisor?
Yeah, there's a Twitter account as well, WebVisor Twitter account. So really, really easy. I mean, the name is pretty simple to remember. And yeah, it comes up automatically on the search results.
Excellent. Any parting thoughts from you, Luke?
I thought what I would do is maybe share a couple of tips. Number one, if you're using things like Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, remember your status updates and do that as often as possible. So really talk about what you're working on, share links, retweet valuable information to your followers and fans. The rule of thumb here, and we'll call that the golden rules, is 80-20. 80% of content that you share need to provide value to your clients and cannot be about your business. 20% you can talk about your own brand and your services. You need to invite content, so keep adding connection on a regular basis. That will allow your networks to grow and obviously reach and touch more people. Think about cross-linking. Link your profile to other social media sites. It's great to duplicate content because it increases your visibility and increase your market reach, but you want to have systems in place so that you actually don't have to copy-paste your articles to 20 different websites at once. Specifically to LinkedIn, I strongly believe in the power of groups, and I always encourage advisors to join two set of groups, professional groups and target client groups. So professional groups can be associations, membership like the MDRT, AFPA. They have great groups on LinkedIn. And target audience groups, anything that specifically you want to target, let's say dentists, lawyers, accountants, etc. Really make more sense that way. Having a user-friendly website is really important. User-friendly means intuitive, easy to navigate with great information about who you are, what you do, and how you can service your clients. Be honest and real into everything you do online, specifically social media. Social media users are really receptive to people being honest and use real information and speak the truth and be transparent online. So if you have the opposite approach, it's not going to work out the way you hoped for you and your business. Make sure you listen to your customers and your clients. So you need to open your brand's door to your visitors and make sure you give them the opportunity to share and voice their opinions. You want to make sure you monitor every question and every mention you receive on social networks or on your blog. Monitor the comments and answer every question. It is really important. Things like Twitter happen instantly. So you want to make sure that you can reply to all the direct messages you get on Twitter and you reply to your blog comments, whether they're positive or negative, you need to reply. It's the key element to success on social networks. And then finally, focus on delivering value. I know people talk about that all the time, value, 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 but that's really the key. People will follow you, will consider you an expert, and will retweet your content and will share your articles if it is valuable, if it is unique. It really makes sense to your industry, right? So sharing other people's stuff is great, but if you're good at writing content, or if you have somebody in your office that is great and good at writing awesome content, then really leverage these resources, and it's going to set you aside from all the rest and all the other advisors in your area.
Excellent. That's very foundational advice and some excellent tips to give to our listeners today. Luke, if folks want to get in touch with advisor websites because they want to leverage or improve their website presence, what's the best way to do that?
I would definitely check out our blog. That's advisorwebsites.com/blog. And by giving in the address of the blog, I ultimately gave the address of the website, which is advisorwebsites.com. The blog, we have close to 400 articles now live talking specifically about online marketing, web marketing, social media for financial professionals. And really, that's the key message here. Advisorwebsites.com, we're in the business of building awesome website solution for financial advisors. That's the only market that we cater to, and we are awesome at what we do. So if people want to learn more about our blog, advisorwebsites.com/blog, and they can subscribe to our newsletter as well, which is sent monthly.
Excellent. Well, Luke, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing the good news on WebVisor. And as Luke mentioned, you can get a copy of the book WebVisor from Amazon.com, or you can go to the website WebVisorBook.com and pick up a copy for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. I hope it's making sense to everybody that is listening to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Thank you for joining us today on the Arcovi Social Media Archiving Podcast. For more information about our market intelligence, monitoring, and archiving services, visit our website at arcovi.com.